So, you know, if you're in any kind of situationship, you ought to be asking yourself, do you love them? Do they love you? You know? And usually the answer is no. I hate to say it. Most people mix up. They mix up real love with something else. I don't know. It's all about the heart. Usually, all you have to do is go back to the scripture. Go to all the verses that show that reveal a hard heart, the works of the flesh, the energy of the flesh. Look at those verses. If somebody's in sorcery or witchcraft or bitterness or hatred, the way they treat others, the way they treat you. If somebody's living in the past, if somebody's... Have you ever worked with people in your past where something happens and they hold a grudge for days or a month or whatever? They live in the grudge mindset. You know, Rahab the harlot had a hard heart. You know, David had a hard heart. The reason, you know, you can see it. You can see it. What he was doing. Sent a man to the front line, Bathsheba. The book of Hosea tells you, whoredom wine and new wine take away the heart. So if they're drinking all the time, if they're running the streets, bar hopping, they have a hard heart. I mean, the Bible doesn't lie. The Bible does not lie. Let God be true and every man a liar. The fractal holographic truth does not lie. Greediness brings a hard heart. Greed. Got this lady behind me tailgating me because she's in a hurry. And it's all about her. It's all about her. The way they treat others is the way they'll treat you. So if you see the way they're talking to somebody else, talking about somebody else or a situation or something, try to discern. Are they sacrificing for those people, family, kids, whoever, out of love or out of duty? Are they doing it out of attention? Are they doing it because they want to have virtue signaling? They want to say, look at me, look what I'm doing. Is it virtue signaling? Can they endure hardship? The picture I put in my mind is, let's say, if there's real love, you know, I just picture my mind as a farmer, a man and his wife out on a farm, doing a farm together. They have got to work as a team. Otherwise, it won't work. The man's out there plowing and planting seed and working on the house 12 hours a day, 14-hour days. The woman's in there cooking food and make sure everybody has clothing and, you know, getting ready for the winter and getting ready for harvest and all that. Working as a team, you know. End of the day, they sit down and talk, or they might be out there talking in the field or whatever. they have the same goal, they have the same mind, their own point, the same everything. You can see the pattern. Do you love God out of duty, or do you love God because he went to the cross and sacrificed for you, and you realize, oh, that's real love, you know, God saved me, I'm thankful. Another way to know if somebody's got a good heart is, do they ever say thank you? Do they say thank you? There's a lot of verses that you can try the spirits. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor which is, with his hands, the thing which is good, to give to him that needeth. And let no corrupt communication proceed out of their mouth, except that is that which is edifying. Ephesians 4:28-29. The whole body fitly framed together, everybody doing their part. You know, you hear people talk about churches and only 2% of the people. So they join the church and only 2% of the people do the work. Now, you hear people talking about that. But a lot of times the 501(c) church is just a job. It's just another way to control your time so you're not thinking. They want you so busy you're not in the Word. You know, does a person want you to sleep? Do they want you to have rest? Do they want you to have peace? Do they ask if you're eating right? Do they ask if you're sleeping? Do they want to help you to stay healthy, wealthy, and wise? Or do they want to hinder you? Is it all about me? Do they have some kind of secret insurance policy trying to make sure they can take you out and get your insurance? What's the, out of their motives? What kind of jokes do they laugh at? When something bad happens to somebody, do they like that? Are they kind to pets? Do they kick a pet? Are they mean to the pets? What kind of literature do they digest? What kind of movies do they digest? Do they like horror shows? Do they like shows where everybody's shooting everybody? If you're watching a show or a series, or if that's the kind of stuff you like, where people are shooting everybody, fighting and all, believe me, that's encroaching upon your heart and you don't even know it. Seriously, the music will give you a hard heart. Working in a bad environment, an unhealthy environment, is going to give you a hard heart if you're not careful. You really, in order to stay spiritually level, a lot of times you've got to take a break and go sit in your car, get off property, whatever. You've got to get away from that dog eat dog world. Everything that's hitting you is attacking your heart. Do they love souls? Probably not. Most people don't even. Most people don't care about souls. Have you ever seen them cry when somebody says, "I got saved"? And you know somebody really got saved, born again, and they say, "I got saved," and there's no tear, and there's nothing in their heart that brings joy. I mean, there's no sign of joy or in the heart when somebody says, "I just got saved." I mean, it's all, everything out of their mouth sounds fake. If somebody says, "I just got saved," and you say, "Praise God, hallelujah, I've been waiting for this day," and the other person over there, "Praise God, blah, blah, blah," it's like they're not even, it's not real, it's not from the heart. The people speak from their heart. The people speak from the heart, or do they speak from some kind of script. Like, they say it because they got to say it, you know? If everything out of their mouth is a curse word, chances are they have a hard heart. And people can justify that all day long. But if everything out of your mouth is a curse word, and they'll justify it. I mean, the reason I'm laughing is because there's no way. There's no way. If you're at every conversation you have with somebody, MF this, MF this, and GD this, and blah, 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 and all this, it's like, are y'all not even listening to what you're saying? Are you? If they're not self-aware, they probably have a hard R. The only really way to become self-aware is God breaks you down to the life, breaks you, you know. Has a person not shed a tear in 10 years, you know, probably have a hard heart. You know, the 10 commandments tell you if you have a hard heart. If somebody's always in greed or what's covetousness, hard heart. If they're always in running around, running the streets, hard heart. If they're talking about hurting somebody, getting revenge, hard heart. All the 10 commandments, if it's somebody's regularly living in that mindset, hard heart, hard heart, hard heart, hard heart. It's all obvious. When they talk to you, have they ever asked you, how's your health? What are you doing? What are you eating? Are you sleeping? Are you going to the dentist? Are you brushing your teeth? Are you thinking right? Are you talking right? Are you cracking open the word? You could spend a whole year talking about this problem. I didn't even hit on anything really. It just came to my mind that society is breaking everybody down to have a hard heart. And nobody ever talks about it. You don't even hardly hear any preachers talk about it. The Illuminati system, the flesh, the 666 are going around and around trying to give you a hard heart.